Part one of our two-part series is to be released on Thursday, the 21st of March.
It's the early 1980s. It's rural North Wales. There's strange goings-on in the hills and fields and even in the churches within the area.
Some members of this close-knit community receive anonymous, personal and even threatening poison pen letters. But who is the author? Who is responsible for the fear circulating in and around the seaside town of Tawyn, North Wales?
A local detective's assigned to the case is a hard-working, tenacious and experienced officer. His comprehensive inquiries lead him to the writer of the letters. The identity of the perpetrator is a shocking revelation. He's a well-known and highly respected member of the local community. But then a distressing development. Evidence is found that human bodies have been mutilated. The investigation has just taken a macabre turn. How will the community react to such shocking information about one who lives amongst them?
We travelled to North Wales to make our own inquiries. We've spoken to the police detective who conducted that investigation. He's now retired, but still lives within the community that was so deeply affected by his findings. His recollections are vivid and compelling. Join us for our next series, The Poison Pen Letters, Who and Why the Sinister Story Unravels.